The Tigers are playing tonight. I never miss a game.
Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight.
Give me all you got! Give me all you got!
You know, I don't know how to do laundry, Stuart. I've been needing laundry lessons.
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Comic-Con, a geek podcast for the rest of us. A geek podcast for the rest of us.
Comic-Con. When great minds think alike.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought that we park our cars in the same garage, huh?
Oh, frick, with the same bathhouse.
Yeah. Or we go to the same bathhouse. Yeah, we visit the same whores.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the same whores bath, right?
The same whores bath. How are you on this crispy, clear, sunny, doo-dah day?
Just adulting on a holiday.
Just adulting on a holiday. Hey, mm-hmm. Mine's in school, so I figured, hey, the wife's away, the boy's away. Why not come out and play?
Oh, everybody's away.
Everybody's away. I got the whole place to myself, just me and the dog.
Oh, I was going to say you and the lady in the bed right now.
So. Oh, hey. Easy. Easy. Wouldn't that be something?
For an hour.
Just to lay there. Not to do anything. I'm a happily married man. Just to
right,
lay
right,
there.
Right, right, right. Yeah, just for background sake.
Right. Just to be in the background. She's in a skimpy red dress and she's just laying in the back with her heels on, spread eagle, just for the background. Because when we put this out on the interwebs, we want people to be entertained.
I guess she just couldn't be in like a purple dress or anything like that. It has to be red. Scantily red.
It has
red.
To be lady yeah. in red.
Passion.
Passion. Think like Red Shoe Diaries, you know? The color red. What is it about that color red?
It invokes desire.
Right. Red.
Savage love.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Red wedding.
Red wedding. Blood.
Red blood. Red rum. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
It always gets back to homicide somehow.
It has to, because we're in the spooky season, folks. We're in October, so we're going to talk about ghosts and goblins.
Ghosts and goblins and ghouls
and
for some reason.
For some reason. I went back through it. You were right. I was wrong. Here's a retraction, folks. A red rum retraction, okay? It's not ghosts, goblins, and ghouls. It's just ghosts and goblins, if you know what we're talking about. You googs, 1989 Batman. So yeah, Mr. Monomoto, James Powell, joining me on the ZWBOX T50 on a midday guy, like 11 a.m. guy.
Yeah, nothing like the midday news.
It's great, isn't it? We haven't done a midday guy since that old Zack Snyder decided to remake his movie.
We did Snyder Cut Midday?
We did. You're damn right we did.
Oh, I don't know why I was thinking Heat was midday. I thought we did something else midday, too.
Oh, Heat was at night in that garage. Heat I remember that. Night. Yeah, because yeah, we read the script. By the fireside chats.
There you go.
But yeah, this you know, it's good to do this every now and then. Change up the energy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you feeling energetic?
Yeah, I'm a little energetic right now. Yeah. Instead of coming on the creepy hours.
I'm feeling fantastic because I got my Liquid Death. Bury It Alive. Okay, this episode's brought to you by Liquid Death. Bury It Alive.
That's what it's called, Burying It Alive? That's a flavor?
But bury with a B-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, bury alive. See? Yeah. Bury it alive. Poison.
Just got back from a weekend sabbatical, and the fridge was loaded up with Liquid Death. Couldn't be happier.
Loaded with cyanide.
Loaded with cyanide. Mm-hmm. And I went with a couple of guys who maybe aren't versed in this world. They're not immersed like you and I are. A couple of guys even said something along the lines of, I'm kind of tired of all this MCU shit, and I'm fucking done with it. I think Martin Scorsese was right.
I think I said that.
Are you done? Are you giving up? Not giving up, but you're getting a little tired.
I just don't have the hard on for it no more.
It's how hard is it?
You're gonna have to jerk me a little bit now to get me back to well, I said it before. I just need to get excited again.
Yeah. You need to get excited. Kids, welcome to Comic-Con's podcast, Geek Podcast for the rest of us. Who are the rest of us? My name is Nick Stevens. I am your host, but away aren't we all trying to get excited again with the aforementioned James Powell joining me on that ZWM Box 350. I want to talk about that Werewolf by Night, okay?
Okay.
And the fact is, dude, I got to say this. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I know where you're coming from. I feel your pain. You know, I get it. I get that you got a little bit of a limp dick. You need someone to give a little bit of suckage to
a little limp biscuit.
A little limp biscuit.
Fred Durst, holler at me.
Holler at me, Fred Durst. Yeah. I saw that Lollapalooza documentary. He probably could have taken it another way. He didn't have to, you know, invoke a riot.
Oh, man.
But yeah, you know what I like about this phase? I like that everything that's coming out is really different. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. I really like that they're taking a stab at different, dare I say it, subgenres, maybe?
Okay.
Within the genre, you know? Like that Twilight Zone-ish WandaVision to the sci-fi time-traveling, time-variant thing of Loki to, you know, the social commentary of Captain, I was about to say Captain Falcon, but it is. I mean, Captain Falcon and the Winter Soldier. To even Moon Knight, who got a little ethereal and a little weird, you know? And
How do you classify Moon Knight with that? What did Moon Knight settle, like, socially? Like, I don't know. It was just what was he going through?
I just think it was addressing, maybe it was addressing the state of mental illness, but also.
I guess so. Yeah, you can say that.
No, but I mean, just the tones, I guess. The tones and subgenres, like, it's not your stereotypical, like, the good guy comes out of nowhere, has to stop a bad guy. Bad guy is trying to destroy a world. There's floating trash in the sky. You know what I mean? We got a little bit of some nuances here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And this Werewolf by Night's our first horror. Not horror, but horror genre.
I mean, really? I mean, so multiverse didn't bring that a little bit with the way Wanda was kind of working her stuff. I thought that was horror.
I guess you're right. Sam Raimi did kind of give us that zombie. He did. I mean, not kind of. He did give us, like, zombie Doctor Strange.
Maybe zombie Strange. And
that was our taste.
Even with What If, we got some horror with the zombie Strange story. You know?
You know what, dude? I'm so zombied out that I keep forgetting zombie is technically horror. I'm just like, we've seen so many zombies because of that goddamn right. Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It just seems
final
like.
Final season.
Is it really?
Yeah. Coming to an end.
Are you all caught up in that?
I actually dropped out maybe 8. So the season after Rick left, I stuck by it for a little bit and then I just dropped off. Not because the story's drying up, it was just that show for me needed Rick. And so it was just hard for Norman Reedus to carry that for me.
Well, you stand by your man. I respect that. Stand by your man. You know what I mean? You have to do that every now and then.
That Andrew Lincoln. He got me.
He got you. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I didn't make it that long for his departure. I dropped out a couple of seasons before when a little man got bit in the sewer and the camera panned out. I was like, that's it. I guess he's not little man. Carl was pretty old by then, but.
Oh, he did get bit. Yeah.
I mean, he was probably fucking bitches. And
I think Carl was he was at least maybe 16, 17 around that time. Yeah.
I thought he was
Carl
like 16.
Was. I don't know how old the actor was supposed to be.
I thought he was like 16, 17 when he tried to pet that goddamn deer and got shot. No, I guess he was like 10 or 11 then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He was like supposed to be a teenager by the time he got.
Walking Dead, for what it was worth, Walking Dead held strong for at least a good 6 seasons strong.
Yeah.
Because it was competing with Game of Thrones at the time.
And it opened the doors.
And it opened a lot of doors.
So that's what I tried to argue with some of my close friends at this little getaway sabbatical sleepaway camp, that we're getting a lot of stories and that on the contrary, aside from the MCU, like taking over everything, everybody's taking over everything, right? I mean, there's just so much shit to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And no, like gone are the days where you just go to like 4 channels.
But the thing is, I'm thinking now, I think we evolved a little bit more, and now we have those shows, but I don't think we're going back and watching stuff again like we used to. You remember, like, I would go back and rewatch some Netflix shows, but now after they bring out one new season, you know, I'm done. I don't have to go back.
Well, I don't know if I can empathize, because I rewatched like Breaking Bad the other day for the third time.
Well, no, but Breaking Bad is in that category where you would have went back and rewatched it. Same way it is with X-Files. You'll go back and rewatch that.
Yeah.
But
how
many times have you gone back and rewatched Moon Knight?
Zero.
Ask me how many times I've watched Love and Thunder.
Zero. Right. Well, one time.
One time. But I'm not going back and watching it again.
I agree with the movies for sure. Like, I think a lot of the movies have had that kind of appeal where it's like, oh, okay, you watched it and it's one and done kind of thing, you know?
But we always going to go back to Winter Soldier.
We are.
Going to go back to Winter Soldier.
I rewatched Infinity War, not recently, but a bunch of times.
Yeah, you're going to rewatch Infinity War. Mm-hmm. And Guardians. You go back and rewatch Guardians.
Got to go back to that Guardians.
Yeah, the stuff now, I'm not going back and rewatching.
I didn't go back. I would have thought that I watched Multiverse again, but I didn't.
I did it twice. Just to make sure. And the only reason I did it twice is just to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Oh, I did start it, but I didn't finish it.
Yeah, other than that, I don't go back through it. I'm not going back through movies like I used to. That Batman, though, you know.
89? You
know no. That Pattinson Batman, though.
Right, 89.
It has rewatchability.
No, I got you. That Michael Keaton kills it every time. Anyway, back to...
Oh, no.
Don't you... Hey.
No. That Pattinson...
Don't you give me that Nancy Pelosi bullshit.
That Pattinson.
Oh, my God.
That vengeance.
Well, let's break it down.
Mm-hmm.
Break it down for me. If I went through phase four, before I get into this Werewolf by Night, you know, Nancy Pelosi bullshit. If we break it down, like real quick, give me your, you know, I don't know, give me your, I don't know, not even your audience score, but maybe your just your immediate, ooh, yeah, put that in your mouth. Get that right on there. Yeah, bite it. Oh,
leg it up. Oh,
whoa. He couldn't
take it.
Easy.
He couldn't take it.
Woo. Black Widow.
I ran through it twice.
Shang-Chi.
Twice.
Eternals.
Once.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Once.
Doctor Strange. Twice, right?
Twice.
Thor Love and Thunder.
Once.
There we go, kids.
And you would think I would rewatch that No Way Home, but it's nothing there for me.
I think I watched it twice.
Okay.
What about the shows? WandaVision.
Once.
Falcon Winter Soldier.
Once.
Loki.
Once.
I'm seeing a trend. What if?
Some episodes twice.
I was going to say that Ultron Infinity Gauntlet, huh?
That Ultron Infinity Gauntlet, right. Mm-hmm.
How about that Hawkeye?
Once.
Miss Marvel.
You know that's a once. You're not going to go back and rewatch those shows like you used to. You might as well call them one shots. They're just like Werewolf by Night. They're all one shots.
They are, aren't they? I did watch WandaVision twice, and I watched Loki twice.
Okay.
Those are my two favorites.
Okay.
I really liked Falcon Winter Soldier. But there was some stuff like towards the beginning, I couldn't get back through the beginning jump. There's like a middle part where it was kind of like muddy, and I just didn't get through that part. But the payoff is the payoff, you know?
Because like Moon Knight has pull to bring me back just because I love fucking Oscar Isaac. I think Isaac is just awesome.
Well, he's coming back. They're going to do a season two.
He's coming back. So that would be the only reason I would rewatch the Moon Knight series is... Because Isaac is a hell of a Mark Spector.
He is. He's one hell of a guy.
All right.
Where are you with the She-Hulks?
I am... I mean, she's going to be a one-shot, too.
But let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I was super hyped on the show. Anybody that's anybody knows that I was fucking hyping this shit up.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm
right.
saying? Mm-hmm. Then it came out, and I was into it. I was really digging it. I liked the comedic tone. I liked how it was lighter than other shows. Again... something different for everybody. Different strokesies for different folksies, you know? But there was a couple episodes in between, maybe like the wedding episode and some other episodes where it's kind of like, I get what the show's trying to do, but it wasn't really grabbing me as much. I was kind of like, okay, it's not.
It got too Ally McBeal.
It got a little Ally McBealsies.
Yeah.
But then this last episode was, spoiler kids, Matt Murdock.
Matt fucking Murdock.
I'm fucking loving it. Uh-huh. You know? And I don't just like, I don't just love it. You know? I fucking love that Matt Murdock She-Hulk romance.
That's in the bedroom. You're doing that.
Woo! During the daytime, we can get a little live today.
A little live. Okay, in the daytime.
Wolfman Jack and Wolfman Jimmy at it again. That's right, kids. We have the same Zoom handles, and we didn't plan this. Again, we have like minds. It's like one mind.
I was this fucking close to saying Wolfman Jack.
I know you were.
You're alive with Wolfman Jack.
Hey, that's where I got that from. And then, of course, you know, the show we're going to be talking about ad nauseum at some point on this show is, of course, referencing that same dude.
But
that's She-Hulk.
But this is Marvel. This is the MCU's Matt Murdock. You could tell the griminess just wasn't there with this Matt Murdock. It's a different Matt Murdock to me. That Netflix Matt Murdock, yeah, that's my guy.
Here's what I'm gonna say too. I absolutely agree with you. I immediately noticed that off the jump. Not only do we get the new suit, of course, that's the obvious thing, but you get a little bit of that lighter tone.
It's lighter, right?
Because he can't be dark in her comic book, and that's exactly what it's like when you're reading comics, kids. I don't know if I should give you a little backstory on this, kids.
Let's listen get some to backstory. The
show. But when you're reading a She-Hulk comic, and somebody from a darker comic shows up in her comic, they're not going to be as dark because they're in her comic now. You know, her and Spider-Man would team up and solve mystery and stuff like that. Hell, I once read a She-Hulk comic where they tried to sever her limbs off, you know what I mean? And then the next panel, her arms were back, and she even talked to the reader and said, well, wouldn't you know, it's a good thing I was able to get those arms back on. You know, like, it's not going to be a comic like a Marvel Knights comic with Punisher and Daredevil where there's blood all over the place, you know. But we did get a little bit of that score from the Netflix show in the background. And there was almost like a tongue-in-cheek, like spoofiness of it. Like, I'm Daredevil. Like, you don't know who the fuck I am, you know? And she was like, you're the like, her playfulness, I thought, bounced off him really well.
It did. It did. You know? Because I like the way when she finally finds out and she unmasks him.
Oh.
And she was like, look, are you blind? Because that's not cool.
That's not cool if you're faking blindness.
Cool. Of all the things. So she's good with that. She's
bro, when he could hear the heartbeats of the quote unquote goons down in the warehouse, and she couldn't get over the fact that he could hear all those heartbeats, and then he looked at her and said, well, not looked at her, but looked towards her general area and said, I can hear your heartbeats beating pretty fast. She smiled at him. I don't know why. I'm sitting there with the wife. Wife's passed out. She said she was going to stay up and watch the whole thing with me. She's asleep. And I'm going, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Makes me moist.
It makes me a little moist and hard.
Makes me moist. It was the way that she was looking. It was the way that Jennifer was looking at the Daredevil, you know, Iron Man Daredevil.
Bro, they banged at her apartment and he did the walk of shame in the Daredevil costume the next day. Fantastic.
Not ashamed at all.
No.
Yeah.
And again, it's in her world, so of course it's going to be spoofy and light. But my question for you is this, and I'm playing devil's advocate here. Are we a little worried that by the time he gets his show, some of that softness is still going to be there?
It's going to be there. Because check it out. His fight scene in that little, you know, section of that warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Compare that to when he got off that elevator and went into that hallway first season Daredevil.
Well, first difference is automatically the illumination. There was lights in this warehouse.
Right.
Secondly, you're right. Not as bloody. Not nearly as bloody.
And grimy.
Like, not grimy.
Like that first season Daredevil on Netflix, that scene still sticks with me. That was so perfect.
I think I'm going to have to watch that show.
That's how Daredevil operates.
I think I'm going to have to watch that shit.
Yeah. Because he didn't take no hits. In She-Hulk, he didn't really take no hits, but like in first season Netflix, Like, he got fucked up.
He got fucked up.
Fucking up motherfuckers.
Could we argue that this is a more seasoned Daredevil too at this point? So he's a little bit more graceful.
Okay. So, okay. I'll give you that then. Yeah.
Now, were you annoyed, like some of the other members of our delegation in our clubhouse, that She-Hulk came in and cock-blocked his fight scene like that?
No, because I kind of want that. I want to see her powers just take over, because she's a fucking Hulk.
I know, and that's my thing. There's been some negative, mostly male energy towards her cock blocking his fight, but I thought it fit perfectly with not only the tone, but also giving us a little bit more like, all right, finally, she's smashing some shit.
Right. She hasn't battled since what, episode 2?
Not really. And even the Titania fight in the wedding was kind of cartoony.
Yeah.
And I realize I'm saying that about a show with a green, 6'7", 7 foot woman, green woman. You know, a woman.
You just kind of want to see her in action. I want to see her in action more than I did want to see Daredevil. I've seen him. I want to see her like full berserk, or whatever.
Sub question: did she kill those guys that she smashed? She stepped on them, right? Through the concrete ceiling.
Well, I thought they spread out. I thought once she came down, she smashed. I thought it's just like an explosion, just spread out.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch. I thought at least one poor bastard was caught under the rubble.
Maybe so, but I think they just spread out.
Did he have the batons with the string in the Netflix show? I thought that was a new addition.
It came I think second season is when he got his weapons.
Oh man!
Right.
You like that yellow suit?
You got to tell me more about that Iron Man suit he's wearing.
I'll be honest. I think he started in the yellow suit.
Never seen him yellow suit.
Somebody could write in and correct me, but I think back in the heydays of the Kirbys and the Stan Lees, I think when he was originally conceived and came onto the pages, I want to say he was in that yellow and red suit. And then, of course, towards the 80s, donned the red suit. And that's what most people know him as. And then I think there was like a 90s thing with Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale, rest in peace, where they did like a little, it was called Daredevil Yellow. And it was just all, it was so many beautiful splash pages in yellow. And he was coming off the pages like in his yellow suit. They they brought it back. So, fans of Daredevil will appreciate the yellow suit. I didn't know what your take was on it. I thought it looked cool.
You're right, the fans of Daredevil, but I prefer that crimson.
I think I do too. Yellow. Yeah, I think I do too. Because you can't see me bleed.
Yeah.
Which, that's kind of cool. Yeah. I liked it. I really liked the romance.
It was pretty light. It was pretty light.
It was light.
Yeah.
It was like my Jen didn't know. She's like, I know who Daredevil is. Ben Affleck played him, right? I was like,
of course.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Of course. Batman played Daredevil. Mm-hmm.
She got me excited for a second when she's like, I know who Daredevil is. I've seen it. And I was like, oh, you watched the show? Because I know she didn't watch it with me back in the day. Because I remember when that shit came out, when that Daredevil show, I want to make it abundantly clear, the Comic-Con's podcast. On the Comic-Con's podcast, that when that fucking show came out, people were blown away, and for a very good reason, because nothing had been done like that.
Where were we in Marvel phase? Where were we when those three shows came out?
I swear, like the first one dropped on Netflix, it was like 2014 or something.
So we were past Ultron at this point?
We were leading up to Ultron.
Leading up
Ultron to Ultron was 2015. So we might have had a Guardians under our belt, or we're leading up to that first Guardians. So we'd had a Winter Soldier.
Right.
And that was kind of, so we'd had some, some darker Marvel movies, but nothing too dark.
Right.
Then that shit came on.
Right.
And they remember they even like referenced the fucking attack in New York. So it was in the same universe.
Yeah, I remember them referencing in Luke Cage.
That's what blew my mind. The very first Daredevil episode or second episode, Fist's right-hand man, or that guy who would eventually be a take on the Owl, he referenced it. He referenced fucking the warden from Shawshank. Mm-hmm. He referenced the goddamn attack in New York.
All right.
And I was like, goddamn, that's amazing. And they didn't go deep with it. But I also found that this last episode of She-Hulk referenced more MCU phase 3 and 4 shit than any other MCU show. Like this last episode, they dropped a few things where they had referenced, other things happening prior to the stuff with She-Hulk. I can't even remember off the top of my head what they were because it was so fast. I'm going to have to go back and watch it again. But that's what the show should be. Like, I mean, all the shows should be touching on that shit,
I mean, it's always been the connecting. with the MCU. As long as all the stories connected in some way. And that's how come they were beating DC so much.
Mm-hmm.
Stories were connecting, whereas DC was standalone.
And I think that's why they keep bringing people along for the ride, right? Because mm-hmm. it all connects.
Yeah, it's the connection.
So even though you're not as hard for some of the movies, you're still coming back.
Yeah, you're coming back because you want to know how it connects to Thanos. That's
it. Did you get your Black Panther tickets?
I need to get them now.
They're on sale.
Not that pressed.
I got mine. I got mine the day they dropped that trailer. You're not pressed?
I'm not pressed.
Listen, I almost wrote a letter to Ryan Coogler himself apologizing for all the shit I said on this show towards Shuri.
Yeah, I mean, Namor is a pool. He's a pool, but you know, it's not. I'm not pressing.
Over. Do you want to say more explicitly, clearly, on the show, for the record, like why you're not pressed on Shuri as Black Panther?
Because Chadwick isn't there.
You're finally gonna say it,
right?
So you wait for me to weaken my resolve uh-huh. for you to come out,
right?
Okay,
it's not a man.
There he is.
Not a man. It's not a cock in that suit.
Look, no one's going to catch that Infinity Gauntlet the way Chadwick caught that shit. Oh, we know this.
Oh.
Best wide receiver in the league. You know, I mean.
like on perfect castings, when it comes to perfect casting, you can't get no better than Chadwick in that Black Panther. Like, I fucking thought this man was Black Panther.
Well, they know that. I mean, they've been interviewing the cast. And right. all the cast says the same thing. Our boy Duke, fuck.
Winston,
he said the same thing. He said, we just couldn't do it. You know, it just wasn't, it was his role.
I'm sorry, not Winston. I mean, Batman.
Oh, right.
Winston Duke is Batman.
Winston Duke is Batman.
He's a good Bruce Wayne. He had a good Bruce Wayne voice if you listen to the podcast.
No, he's got a good voice for it. I agree.
Yeah not the Batman part so much, but he had a good Bruce Wayne voice.
Hell of a Wayne.
Yeah.
Hell of a Wayne. Doesn't beat that Val Wayne, but that's okay.
Val Wayne?
You didn't like that Val Wayne? You like that Val Batman.
I like Val Wayne. I don't like Val Wayne much. I mean,
you like Val Batman more.
I like Val Batman. Love Bale Wayne.
Bale Wayne was the best Wayne?
No, never. I mean, Keaton is just overall, but I'm saying when it comes to second Z's, that Bale Wayne, you know.
Notice how we were talking mostly Marvel kids, and yet the Dark Knight returns.
How did we get to Batman? It was, you got to always do the six degrees separate. It was Winston Duke. Yeah, it was Winston Duke, right.
Well, I will say this too. I know it's 2 hours and 41 minutes. I know it opens on Veterans Day. I know I got tickets for the 10/25 show, and I know I'm excited. I'm excited to see not only where they're going to take the story specifically for the Black Panther world, but I'm really excited to see how it's going to cap off Phase 4. This is going to be the last thing we see for Phase 4. So
Black Panther caps it off.
Mm-hmm. That's got me a little bit hyped. I mean, I am excited for the movie, but I'm also excited to see where they take it and what kind of breadcrumbs they give us. And I'm hoping to God they give us good breadcrumbs.
Well, we got to get the Secret Invasion somehow.
Somehow, right?
Right.
Dare I say it, get the Secret Invasion and maybe also a little tease for what's to come with our boy Jonathan Majors.
All right. That Kang Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you know, little bootleg that came out earlier this week.
Let's talk about it.
He looks good.
He looks and sounds good, doesn't he?
And sounds good. Yeah, that Quantum Mania is gonna be crazy.
Mm.
Yeah. So he's down there? Is that what they're saying? He's down there in this quantum realm.
I think so.
Kang is.
At least this version of Kang.
This version. Okay, right. Okay.
Because we're going to get a lot of versions.
A lot of versions.
We're even going to get the Egyptian version at some point.
Oh, you mean.
Yeah.
You mean Teth Adam. Oh, no, that's Black Adam.
Now, I did not get my Black Adam tickets yet.
I see. You skipped it. Skipped it. You didn't want to do Black Adam. You did Black Panther. That's fine.
I just can't, man.
What's Apocalypse a name?
El Sabinur.
El yeah. Sabinur. Okay.
Nerd alert.
Woo! Whoa!
El Sabinur?
Didn't take long for the librarian in your head to pull that book off the shelf, dude. Hold it, Nick. I'll be right back.
Woo! Yeah, yeah. I liked what you were doing with your hands there. It almost looked like you were packing some smokes for me. You know, when you pack the cigs.
It was the librarian in your head. It was Jeff in your head.
There really is. There really is a librarian up there.
He pulled the ladder out and he went up the stairs.
Let me ask you this. With your library in your head, do you have the same guy I have from Indiana Jones' Last Crusade, the guy that's stamping all the shit? You know?
The old man with the
old Einstein-looking motherfucker with the stamp.
No, I actually have Annie Potts as my librarian.
Oh, of course you would. Hold on.
From Ghostbusters.
And her blouse is unbuttoned just enough, right?
Just enough. She has her glasses on, you know, halfway.
Is it hot in there? Like, or is the AC blasting? It's hot
AC
in there, right?
Good. The AC is good.
Oh, you know, I was hoping to be a little
hot. Annie Potts.
Okay. I was hoping to be a little sweaty for her. Because then if it was sweaty, then, you know, her legs would stick together enough under the desk.
Oh, you like a hot Annie Potts?
I like it when like it's a little hot. Annie Potts? Yeah, and that there's a little bit of sweat on the back of the neck.
Well, the reason I say Annie Potts is because I kind of went through Ghostbusters this weekend too. It's on Hulu. They brought it on Hulu. So
you know what else they did? They dumped the entire animated series on that Prime.
Really?
Yeah, I went through a few myself. Hmm. It's a little different now that we're in our our later years.
Hmm.
But that animation is still incredible.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I gotta take a look.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, Black Adam is what, next weekend, right?
Next weekend, and I don't give a fuck. I'm not gonna watch it.
I'll be there.
I know you will.
I'll be there.
Listen, folks, don't despair. The Monomoto will do a solo rant on the show, and we will broadcast it for you.
Not a solo
rant. No, we'll do like.
I hope he doesn't mess this up. I just don't want him to mess this up.
I'm with you. But he will.
We've seen the whole movie already.
We know
the movie.
We have.
They released so much. Like, it's nothing to surprise me at this point. Only thing that will surprise me is if Ben Affleck shows up.
Bro. He is doing everything in his God-given Rock Dwayne Johnson of a hard-on power to remind people that his movie's coming out, because Ryan Coogler put that first trailer out and everybody was like, it's a wrap. And then that second trailer came out and they're like, oh, it's a wrap. And it's opening on Veterans Day? They're gonna take all the money and everyone's going to be like, Black Adam what?
Like, only way Black Adam wins, really, is if Ben Affleck shows up with Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Robin.
I will say this. Our friend Kobayashi Jedi out in Vegas posted some rumorage, if you will, about possibly seeing a Hank Cavill. And I did tell him, I was like, if there's a chance that Hank Cavill shows up even for a goddamn 2 minute squeaky clean scene, I'm probably going to show up. But that would have to be
I don't want that Shazam shit, though. Don't do that.
You don't want that Shazam shit. I'm talking like.
I want full on. I want to see his face in this black.
Oh, yeah. You're saying, yeah, you don't want that just the torso. No, I'm saying Hank Cavill.
I don't want the torso with the cock. I don't want that.
No, we don't want that.
I want to see the Witcher's face.
It made you more mad, didn't it? That they only gave his torso? Yeah.
Right. I want to see the Witcher's face.
How hard is it to get him to show up on set for one day?
Like, I bet it's tough. Legally, I bet it's tough.
You think so? They own all the shit. It's all DC Warner Brothers.
All DC, but I thought he pulled out, right? He pulled out. I thought he pulled out before production on Black Adam.
I don't think he's done. I think Warner Brothers just hasn't gotten enough of their asses to give him a good deal. But I don't think he's done. I don't think he's like, fuck Superman. I think he's in it. You know? I mean, I thought Jackman was done. We saw what happened there.
You're right. You're right. You know? With Jackman, that gives you a little clout.
Anything can happen.
Because it's still time.
Always time.
It's still time to get that last Superman movie out.
Let me ask you this. You got time?
I'll make time. For one more Man of Steel, to finish Man of Steel. Let's go ahead and put on our production hats.
Let's do it.
If you're going to make the last Man of Steel, and you know DC needs to be saved at this point, mm-hmm. What villain are you bringing out in your Man of Steel?
Brainiac.
Oh my god. Do you want to have sex now? Or you want to have sex?
I want to have it right now. Take off okay. your shirt. Go ahead.
You can.
You got it. I actually showed nippage. You didn't give me anything. Oh.
You got it. It's got to be Brainiac, right? It's got to be Brainiac.
And I even want that Brainiac from, I kind of want strains of Brainiac, right? Like I want the old school, lame as shit, but beloved. And I say lame as shit, but beloved. Old school Legion of Doom Brainiac, right? Mm-hmm. And I also want that new wave PlayStation 5 giant fucking black skull with the lights, Master of the Universe Brainiac, right? Mm-hmm. And I also want a little bit of that dark, very dark, like tone from the Alex Ross, Jim Krueger Justice line Brainiac when he was fucking slicing into motherfuckers on the operating table. You give me a mix of all that with a little bit of camp, but that darkness, and you got yourself a stellar movie.
Right. Because you got a Justice League movie with Brainiac. You can work Absolutely. Up to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he could have been there all along.
Could have been there the whole time.
And you set it up like this, right? You do your Flash movie, you do your multiverse, you do your fucking, I don't know, Flashpoint, and just reset the universe with that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just start over. Mm-hmm. The stuff happened. Maybe some characters have recollections of alternate timelines. Maybe some don't. Maybe Dr. Fate shows them the alternate timeline. But whatever you do, however you do it, bring Hank back. Make that suit a little brighter. We're good to go. Hey, and keep the score. I love that score. Keep those fists clenched. Keep those eyes closed. Have them blast off the goddamn... You know, I love all that. But make it a little brighter.
Why does it need to be brighter?
It just needs
I've been
to be,
seeing that a lot. Why does it need to be? It looks great.
It doesn't have to be full, you know, full Christopher full Reeves. No, it doesn't have to be by any stretch. But make it a little brighter.
So you just want a little yellow in the background of that S.
One thing that Joss Whedon's Justice League did right was that it knew what it was doing in terms of playing with those types of toys, and it made them a little lighter and made them a little campy-isher.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, Justice League has to have some camp. You can't have like, I love the Zack Snyder cut. It's a great, it's beautifully shot. I love the storyline, but it's like too dark almost. You need a little bit of darkness with the villain. But you need to have the Justice League representing with boom, boom. Give me that old school fucking Justice League show. Boom, 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 boom. I think I'm doing the Conan Barbarian theme now.
I think you are.
Boom, 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 boom. And now, from the Hall of Justice, Superman. No?
A little brighter Superman.
Just a smidge. Give me a little bit of, you know, a little lighter acetone on the fucking color spectrum there.
You know? But realistically, if Batman and Robin doesn't show up in Black Adam, I feel like there's a Flash scene in Black Adam then. So I think we'll see Ezra Miller in Black Adam.
I'm fine if they do the Shazam treatment for Ezra Miller, though. We don't see his face or hear him talk. We just see that emblem. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
That Ezra, man. Whew.
Well, they say he's working out his stuff now.
Well, I guess everybody deserves
he's doing better.
Chance. I guess me of all people should appreciate that. You know, yeah. You know. I guess you're right. When you're right, you're right, and you're always right. You know. All right.
And so that leads us to Wet Dogs in Black and White.
Wet Dogs in Black and White, The Werewolf by El Noche, de Kanye.
Yeah.
How do we feel about it? How did you feel about that
okay
opening?
About it. I felt okay about it. I didn't understand. I don't understand much about it. That's where I, you know, I circle over to you, help me understand. But I liked the premise of it.
I loved it. I loved the way it was shot. I loved the opening. I loved that little special presentation marquee we got with right. the wolf claws and the scream slashing through the Marvel logo.
They tried to grindhouse it. Like you only see like little things where the film bleeds maybe like three times.
You saw those little old school cigarette burns in the top.
Right, the
right
little
corner.
Cigarette burns. It only went like three times, but it wasn't too grindhousey.
It wasn't too grindhousey, but it was enough of an homage.
Enough. Right.
Yeah. Casting was great.
Yeah. Like I've always liked my girl from the Nevers.
That's where she's from.
She's from the Nevers.
Yeah,
she's
that's
hot.
Right. She is.
Yeah, and I think she could be a superhero.
I don't know much about her character.
She does like real action stuff in the Nevers.
Yeah, I know. That's a show that I wanted to finish. I got the first episode in. I never finished.
It's pretty solid. I'm waiting for the second season.
Okay, you might be waiting a while.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
No, but I liked her too. I don't know that character from the comics. The only thing I knew of was Man-Thing or Ted, spoilers, kids, and Wolfman Jack himself, Werewolf by Night, and only from seeing them pop up in like Blade comics and Midnight Suns.
Okay.
Midnight Suns kids for
and his name is Werewolf by Night.
Well, that's the title of his comic.
But
his name, Jack, I forgot his last name. But essentially he debuted back in the day as like a horror character because they were doing horror characters for Marvel. And then they started incorporating him in like Avengers titles and other stuff. But what I grew up in the 90s was reading the Midnight Suns, which was a team of darker superheroes. Like Ghost Rider was in the mix.
Punisher,
right. Wolverine. Now I think the new iteration has Magic and Wolverine and Ghost and a few other people, but and Blade. But that was like, you know, that was what I was used to, you know. Mm-hmm. When Marvel would try to go dark, they would come up with another line of comics that were darker, bloodier, ghosts, goblins, ghouls, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay.
But
these Monster Hunters, are they actual like comic characters we should know? Because that China girl, David Bowie, that I was kind of waiting for her to do like, you know, be more action.
Bro, that China girl, David Bowie, I know from somewhere. I just don't know where. I don't know. I'm sure if I Googled it, it'd be a shout out to somebody. I thought Blade would have been in the mix, but
it will make sense.
You know, especially when I saw that mounted man bat head on the fucking wall, you know?
Yeah. Either that or even with this, I would have taken the Morbius appearance.
You would have taken a Morbius. Interesting.
Yeah.
Mounted on the wall or just showing up and saying hi?
Just showing up. Okay. Just showing up. Just showing that he can be a part of something besides a horrible movie.
I still haven't seen that movie.
Painful.
Not worth it, huh?
Painful.
Yeah, I still haven't watched it. Yeah. See, I don't watch everything, kids. I don't watch all the Marvel shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even watch that last Venom movie.
You didn't?
No. Because you kind of gave me the review.
I feel like you're going to have to.
You told me it wasn't much to write home about.
It's not, but I feel like you have to.
Well, maybe. Maybe one of these days. Maybe one of these days. I would go through this again, though. This little Halloween presentation.
So the Ted is the knockoff of Swamp Thing. Is that what you're saying?
I wish I could tell you which one came first, the chicken or the egg, folks, but I do not know. Man-Thing debuted in... I know... Hold on. I got to look that up now. Because he debuted like back in the day. Like Astonishing Tales or something like that. Howard the Duck's first appearance was in a Man-Thing comic.
Mm-hmm.
Thing first appearance,
and then this Bloodstone thing, I'm sure that's gonna have some Wanda typed, but I mean the production folks, they said this stuff isn't going to tie to anything, so I'm not gonna worry about it.
I think that Bloodstone might come back.
You think the Bloodstone might come back?
Not like an Infinity Stone type thing, but I think it might resurface in, say, Blade perhaps. Because I feel like although it's a one shot and they're doing like a little Halloween presentation, they're introducing these characters for a reason. And everybody keeps saying that, well, now we're getting into the world of monsters and the universe building. I think their goal ultimately, if it's successful, is to not do a full scale monster movie, but maybe introduce these characters throughout the other phases somehow.
I mean, isn't Jon Snow's character kind of like dark mythic?
I mean, he's got
Black
a blade,
right?
Yeah, he's got a blade that's possessed. So
right, the ebony blade.
Right. There you go. Look at this.
Woo!
Look at this.
Woo!
Savage Tales, not Astonishing Tales. 1971. Created by Stan Lee, Roy Thomas, and Jerry Conway, and artist Gray Morrow. Kind of a cult classic character, you know, pulpy.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Swamp Thing, so the folks at home can, you know, rest assured that the chicken or the egg did, in fact, come first. Created by Len Wein. Let's hear it. 1971. So they just beat him. So Swamp Thing did come first. Look at that. Look at that.
Because he looks very Swamp Thing-ish.
Wait a minute. May of 71 was Man Thing, and July of 71 was Swamp Thing. Sorry, folks.
Not sure, but I know, feel like
too Swamp, close.
I feel like Swamp Thing was already in production.
He came out in House of Secrets, which makes sense. Mm. Shout out to that Constantine animated short that I saw on HBO finally. That was pretty badass. Mm-hmm. Who's to say, right? I mean, both are creatures of the swamp. Swamp Thing actually talks and connects with the green and can like turn into like smaller plants. Man Thing is just what he is. He's this thing that's living in the swamp. And I thought, what did you think of him? And didn't he look spectacular?
It looks good. It gave me like, you know, the group animation vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you like his relationship with Wolfman, though?
Yeah. You know, it's like I said, it's that Rocket and Groot type relationship.
Oh, so I'm picking up a little bit of a been there, done that kind of thing from you.
Yeah, you did it already.
Why am I just like so enthused regardless? I just love creatures.
I mean, and at the same time, the action was pretty good because I kind of felt like that's what we were leading up to. But, you know, I've seen better Wolfman.
I have seen better Wolfman.
I would like to have seen him more vicious. You know, he looked like a man.
He was definitely more man than wolf.
Right.
Because you know what it actually reminded me of? It actually reminded me of the old school Wolfman from the black and white, where they kind of just, they paint the nose a little black. He's got his eyes there. Mm-hmm. The hair is a little bit more spread out. He's not Monster Squad Wolfman.
Not Monster Squad or Jack Nicholson.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. But overall, you give it a...
It was a B to me.
You give it a B.
I give it a B.
Hmm. Will you watch it again?
Next Halloween.
You'll pop it on next Halloween?
Yeah.
Do you want these characters to show up in a Marvel property?
I would like to see the Nevers and the werewolf show up. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I like the Nevers. Because she's hot.
Because you noticed at the end of the episode how it went color?
Yeah. And that was pretty cool. You know,
yeah.
I didn't know her jacket was that fucking red, though. It didn't look that fucking red.
It was bright red, wasn't it?
Really bright red.
And that bloodstone was red, too. Ooh,
yeah.
That red.
That bloodstone. What type of power is that? Like Wanda type power? Or you thinking like cosmic power?
I think it's a Wanda type power. It weakened the monster.
Mm-hmm.
It was drawing power from the monster. And yet it forced old Jack to transform into the Wolfman, even though there wasn't a full moon.
Right. He said it's going to be 5 days, so nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about. Not yet.
Not yet.
I did like how he told her that they had to hold eye contact, and he was smelling her. He had to smell her puss a couple times so that he knew.
I thought he was going to hump her.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Making sure I remember.
Making sure I remember.
Remember.
Him or Andor? Which one you want? As the next Desperado.
It's funny you say that because they're both buddies and they both made out in E Tu Mama Tambien. If you don't know, kids, you're kooks. I love that Diego Luna, but I'm biased because everybody says I look just like the motherfucker. So.
You do. It's uncanny.
I had a friend hit me.
How much he reminds me of you so much.
And that's why you love watching the show, right?
That's the only reason I'm there.
A buddy of mine hit me up and was like, dude, I just fucking love you on Andor. Like, you're crushing it.
You're crushing it.
Oh, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's the only reason. Because I wouldn't watch a Star Wars show without Jedis.
I know.
Yeah. Without a fucking lightsaber.
I really am enjoying it, though.
It's good. It's good for what, you know. But you know what? What helps me to watch Andor is that just the fact that like it takes these people so much to do like one thing.
Oh, doesn't it?
Whereas they sent two Jedis on a ship in Revenge of the Sith and they tore that shit up.
They tore that shit up.
And I look at Andor as a whole throughout the whole Star Wars universe, just how badass a person is that knows how to use the Force. Mm. Like it's going to take an army to infiltrate this base when all you have to do is send in a crazy ass Anakin Skywalker and he could take over.
He could just take over. I mean, never send a Jedi to do a man's job, right?
Never send a Jedi to do a man's job.
Or never send a man.
Back off, Jedi business.
I meant to say never send a man to do a Jedi's job.
You know? I just remember that from Clone Wars. When Obi-Wan and Anakin goes in the bar and they start a fight. go back to your stuff, Jedi business, you know.
Right, get out of here.
Get out of here. Right, let alone let it be Sith business.
There's a harem of women in a tent, and they say, get out of here. Jedis are taken care of.
The Jedis are here.
The Jedis are coming. Yeah. Already here.
It's okay. It was okay. And it was good for that little hour. You know, it didn't need to be long. It didn't need to be can it be a series? Can we go more into it? Is there like a Frankenstein man somewhere?
I think it was good as a one shot. I agree.
Oh, okay.
I agree. I think they did the right thing with that. I think they made a little one shot for Halloween. I think they should continue to do stuff like that, you know, do little one shots. It doesn't have to be Halloween themed or even themed in general. But I think doing little one shots like that, like an hour, hour 15, I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm all about more content when it comes to that shit, you know? I want to see all those characters, you know? I mean, I've said this a million times and I'll say it again. That Age of Ultron, it will always be great to me because we got to see all those motherfuckers hanging out in the apartment, taking turns picking up that goddamn hammer.
You just want the hangout.
I just love the hangout.
So you definitely love the breakfast after the battle in New York then.
Oh yeah, when they were doing the Shashami.
Yeah.
Sharma. Yeah, I loved it.
Do you like the breakfast with Avengers, or would you rather have breakfast with like X-Men? Just different, all your favorite X-Men.
No.
It's not the same, is it?
Now you're getting me turned on.
Oh.
That's, I think, where the X-Men movies kind of like fell short because they didn't have enough of that.
You know? No, they didn't. It was just like, all business.
The one scene that we got on Days of Future Past on that plane, when Magneto and Xavier had their little tiff, and Logan has that little moment with Magneto where he's like, I spent a lot of time trying to bring you down, you know? And then he was like, pick up all this fucking shit. You made this mess. Like little shit like that, or even the moment on the plane in X2 when Pyro's getting to know Magneto for the first time. He's like, I can't create the flame. I can only manipulate it. You're a god amongst insects.
Mm.
Don't let anyone tell you different. He puckered his lips. Yeah. Now come here. I'm searching for cock, old
friend.
Oh! It was so bad that he did Mystique like that, you know? When she got hit with that shot and lost her powers and he just left her in the road.
You're no good to me.
I mean, that's horrible.
No good to me.
You know? She saved his life how many times?
He didn't want that. Don't want that human mess around me. I don't want that.
Yeah. Get that out of here.
Yeah, keep that disease somewhere else.
People like what they like, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No use of faking the funk.
Mm. You know? Sometimes you gotta fake it to make it though.
No. I like that blue milk. I like that blue milk.
I do like that blue milk popping up in people's cereal, that's for sure.
Right. In that cereal. Mm. It looked good.
It does look good with those Lucky Charms. Oh, I love it. Keep it coming. Keep the train moving. Get your Black Panther tickets.
So now we're just up for movies now. They're just going to run it with movies. Pretty much the series part is done. Like She-Hulk could be done this week, right?
Right. And then we'll get Secret Invasion, but they haven't dropped the date on that yet.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're getting into Marvel movie season where, you know, the takeover really happens.
Right. Right. So should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hostile takeovers abounding.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was one more thing I wanted to talk to you about. Oh, yeah. That fucking Targaryen house.
Mm-hmm.
They're just falling apart, literally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that king with his face falling off. I know you like that Two-Face.
That's always good to see.
Yeah. That leprosy king.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Still think that I thought that was like grayscale. You know, I don't know. It reminds me of the grayscale from the original series, but they, you know, just get touched. You know,
I think you're right. I think that's exactly what it is.
And things just start falling off the way it was taken over with you know, with the way it took over Batman. You know, in Game of Thrones, Bruce Wayne. What was Bruce Wayne's name in Batman? Sir Mormont.
Right. Ian Glenn or something.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He caught the grayscale and they were able to scrape it off of.
Oh,
that was a good show. Just to see that gave me a little bit of satisfaction to see them scrape those things off of him.
Mm.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Just like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, that satisfies a different kind of urge in you when you see somebody's horrible affliction being scraped off their body.
Scream for pain.
Oh, shit. Well.
What about the Rings of Power? How you like that?
Oh, how about that?
And Mordor.
Mordor. That Mountain Doom coming out of the earth.
Wow.
Just when those dumb bastards thought they had won the day.
I just think about with the dwarves. I just think about when Saruman was saying the dwarves, they got greedy. They dug too deep in the mountain and they woke something up.
They did. They woke up that
big motherfucker wake up at the end.
That Balrog. It's all falling into place, isn't it?
It is.
And it's so well done. And I noticed something not that Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings had to do this. They were more about spectacle storytelling, but like the spectacle kind of came first, right? Nobody had done what Peter Jackson had done before, you know? So hats off to him forever and a day, you know? But one thing I like about the show that Peter Jackson's trilogy has never really quite hit on was showing the tragedy of war, showing the aftermath. Like you see these bodies and these people, like limbs cut off, you know, trudging through bodies. And it's like, God damn, this, that guy Theo, you know, and trying to find his mom. And people have lost each other. They've lost loved ones. And you feel it a little bit more. It's like the fucking Gettysburg of the Tolkienverse, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's bloody, you know?
And I think that's what these shows have done, like Rings of Power and Andor. They show you the non-cinematic side of what happens to the people.
Right.
You know, and how it affects them. And I think that's the same way Rogue One was, too. Like, you see the people, let alone you don't see the actual stars, like the Jedis or like the whole Fellowship group, you know, how they interacted with folks. You see the worldview of the action.
Absolutely.
And just put it in the comic phase. I see it as the way Bruce saw Superman fighting Zod in BVS.
Absolutely. Bringing it full circle.
I think that's our view of these shows now. We're seeing it from like a Bruce Wayne view on the ground.
We have to remember what he saw on that day when he ran into the destruction and the mayhem and the rubble. While people were fleeing the dust and the clouds swallowing up the city, he ran into it.
Into it.
You know? Because he's fucking Batman. You know? And he looked up with that contempt when he saw those.
When he saw that shit,
that fucking.
Just two men fighting in the air.
Just destroying the city.
Woo!
Right?
That's one thing I love about BVS, though. It's that view that I can appreciate. Mm-hmm. You know, just the regular man view.
You see it on a bigger scale, right? Yeah. And the audiences were so pissed when Man of Steel came out. Remember how pissed everybody was?
Right.
Like, he destroyed Superman. Would never let that happen. How do you know? What dictates that? Mm-hmm. You know, the guy just got flight like last week. You think he's going to be able to somehow stop a madman from destroying a city?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hold on. I've been doing this for a long time. No, he's not going to have that kind of control.
Just give him some time to practice.
He needed to be practicing on the bag the way Steve Rogers was in Sam Jackson's basement, you know? He didn't practice on any bags. It's time to let me out in the world. I'm trying to get you out to save it.
With that Jackman, you kind of want that. You want that Captain America Wolverine duo.
Don't you? Don't you
want that? That's the one shot. I'll take that.
You don't you want Logan and Steve Rogers sharing World War II stories?
Yeah, let me get that one shot right.
God damn.
Yeah. Let me get that. Let me get that X-Men episode. What was the X-Men episode in season 2?
Yeah. Oh, where they showed them fighting in World War II together?
Yeah, fighting Red Skull. Let me get that.
Let me get that shit.
Yeah. Let me get that one shot.
Right. He'd have bone claws, but still.
Yeah.
I know. It's not the same. Because that adamantium.
I can't stand them bone claws.
You can't. I can't stand them either because you got to keep that adamantium what?
Wow. Got to keep it hot. Keep it hot.
The bone claws just don't do it. I mean, it's cool, but you're still like, God damn it.
Yeah. Need some slicing.
You need some slicing and dicing. You need those Ginsu knives.
Yeah, you got to cut that pizza somehow.
Whew.
You got to keep it that way.
Keep it hot.
Keep it hot.
So yeah, I'm gonna keep swimming in this oversaturated market that is, you know, the Marvel, the DC, that the fucking Star Wars, because I just love it. I love all of it, you know. Mm-hmm. And
you should,
and you know. You should. And I'll even watch that Titans season 4, even though I had to like watch that trailer like 3 times because I could barely see anything in it. It's so goddamn dark.
Gonna get some brother blood.
Brother blood.
Brother blood, even though Arrow did it already.
Arrow already did it, but we don't give a fuck. We're seeing it again. We want to see an R-rated version on the HBO Max.
I thought we got an R-rated version with Arrow, though.
I don't know.
He went through it.
He did go through it.
Yeah, with brother blood.
Where are you with that Doom Patrol? Are you on board with that or no?
I'm still on board with Doom. Yeah. I'm still keeping up with Doom Patrol. Yeah.
I'm going to watch that. I fell off both shows last year. Or 2 years ago, but I'll watch the season 4s. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll be talking about John Rambo. So,
there you go. You
know. It's a long road.
When you're on your own. And it hurts. Oh, man. That first blood.
He's coming up on his 40th.
Whew.
40th anniversary.
Rambo was what, 82? Yeah.
Yeah. 82, October 82.
Man, what a movie.
40 years. Ooh, what a movie.
You're going to be on board with this Stallone TV series too, huh?
He's got a series?
Yeah.
A Rambo series?
No, just he's going to be on a TV series now.
Yeah. A reality series?
No, just a TV show, like a drama, action.
Oh, what the fuck is it?
I think it's on Paramount Plus.
But what's the premise? I haven't heard anything about it. Why wasn't I told like about this? Who's in charge?
Oh, my God.
Eckhart, sir.
You know, I think he's like an old hitman that's been brought back to a town to bring justice, you know, just I guess not to bring justice, but just to rein in like new gangsters that's taken over this Denver or Arizona town. And I think it's gonna be on Paramount Plus. Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll have to watch that.
Yep.
There's a few things on there that like I have liked. I like the new Star Trek show, Strange New Worlds. Like I said, I watched a little bit of Yellowstone in the beginning when it came out. So I mean, they got some good stuff on there, you know.
My thing is, I love Evil with Luke Cage, and I'm about to hop into Halo.
How is Evil? Real talk. I mean, like, break it down for me.
Evil is good if you like.
Do I like have to like Possessions?
It's sort of like it's X-Filesy. It's X-Filesy. Except they actually address the tension between the two characters.
You know, the tension.
Mike Coulter's character and I can't say her name, but and his the female lead as well.
Oh, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Does he get to bang said female lead?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And like I said, it started on CBS and now it's exclusively for Paramount. So now they get to say fuck, shit, cock, all of that.
Oh, they get to turn the heat up.
They get to turn the heat up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to add that to the list.
Yeah, pretty good show.
Because I love a good Luke Cage fuck scene.
Yeah. Yeah. That Mike Coulter. I need him back in that MCU.
He'll come.
He'll come.
They'll bring him back. I don't think they're going to bring back Iron Fist, but that's okay.
No need. Just Jessica Jones, though. I need Jessica Jones.
Yeah, I guess she can come back, too. He's all right.
You weren't too much of a fan of that Jessica Jones? You didn't like it? You didn't like the run?
I don't know.
I liked the run. It was better than Iron Fist to me.
I like that Purple Man. I like the idea of a villain having mind control.
Yeah.
Making people do horrible things. That's not Gorilla Grodd, you know.
That's tough. Yeah, that's tough. So you like the mind control villain. I just like the villain that's one up on our hero. You
know? A step ahead.
A step ahead. Mm. Like Bane.
Or Moriarty.
Oh, if we gotta go Sherlock, we gotta go Sherlock. Because that Moriarty did show that that Tony Stark a little 1-2, didn't he?
He sure did.
He did get him.
He sure did. But at the end of the day, you can't mess with that Downey.
Nah, you can't mess with that Downey.
Yeah. I love that bromance with him and Jude.
It was good.
It was a solid bromance. It was the best, in my opinion.
They need to finish that out. They need to finish that out. We need that third movie.
I want that third one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I love those movies. I love the chemistry.
He skipped over a third movie and he went to Doolittle. I don't think that was fair.
He sure did, didn't he?
Yeah.
He gave it his all.
Right. And he did that shit with Spider-Man.
He did that South African accent and everything.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Give us that third Sherlock. Let's finish out this trilogy.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's finish off this show by saying what we always say at the end of the day, or at the end of the afternoon, at the end of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we said on the show, don't take it seriously, because at the end of the day, it's just Wolfman Jack taking his pants off one leg at a time.
You're not going to turn into a werewolf tonight. You got 5 days.
You got 5 days before the
full moon. Even though it's been like 3-4 moons the past few days this week.
I'm starting to get a little itchy.
How would you turn? Before we finish out, what's your best transformation to a wolf? Oh! Your teeth! Your teeth! Grandma, what big eyes you have!
Someone's been sleeping in my bed.
That's the three bears.
Oh, sorry. But I'm not eating anybody in full Wolfman form. I'm just eating pussy. That's all I do.
I think I've always liked that Van Helsing transformation.
Do we need to go back to Van Helsing now?
We got to. It's Halloween.
Is it the time? Is it the season?
It's the season. That Van Helsing still stands.
I got a wager for you. Let's push back Predator, even though the Comic-Consies have been demanding it for the Patreon, and we'll just do Van Helsing.
Let's go Van Helsing. I can go Van Helsing.
Just watch the whole damn thing.
Van Helsing was a fun ride. Now, I've went through Van Helsing a lot.
I had not gone through it in quite some time, but I remember that Kate Beckinsale just destroying it.
Yes.
And the Vixens. The Vixens were good, too.
The Vixens were good. We had everything.
And it's the season of Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
We could push Predator back one more month.
Yeah, why not? I'm with it.
You know? All right. Van Helsing on the Patreons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't do it right now. I got to head up the road, but...
Okay.
We'll queue it up. I don't even know what it's on right now. Is it even on anything?
Thought it was on the Max.
On the Max before. It's on the Peacock.
Okay.
It's on the Peacock. That's with commercials.
Maybe it's on Freevee too. I think it's on Freevee. How about that Freevee? You mess
now,
with it?
Now that would be one hell of a thing if we did a fucking commentary with those platforms, because then there's commercials. Then we're commentating on the commercials too.
Yeah. That'd be fine with me.
That'd be one long commentary.
Ten Commandments type stuff right there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's how long it'll be.
It's on the list, by the way. It's coming. It's coming for Easter. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell you yet until just now.
Mm.
What else we got? Let's tease the Comic-Cons with what's on the agenda, you know?
All right. We're doing our D23 right now.
D23 announcement. Rambo First Blood 40th anniversary. Vampire in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Panther Squad leading into Black Panther 2. Red Sonja turns 50. Violent Night, Under Siege 30th anniversary.
Mm.
And then we're going to do like a favorite Xmas movies, like favorite Christmas movies for our Christmas episode.
Ah, okay.
You know, and mind you, kids, it's anything that takes place at Christmas. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Definitely that Santa Claus with Mel Gibson.
And that's going to finish out our year. Absolutely, that's Santa Claus with Mel Gibson. I never saw it. The Fat Man.
Whew.
Is that what Violent Night is kind of going for with that David Harbour? Like an action scene?
Maybe so, but I just know that that's Santa Claus with Mel Gibson. It was low budget, but I didn't think it was going to get me like that.
It got you, huh?
It got me. It was a good-ass movie.
All right, well, maybe I have to go back through that. Jesus.
Yeah.
So we got options.
Yeah.
All right. And of course, email us at comicconspodcast@gmail.com if you guys have any suggestions, theories, comments, questions, requests, what have you. Just throw us your love and throw us your, or slide in my DMs at Comic Cons Podcast on the Instas.
Send us some naked pictures. Prisoners, if you know any folks in prison that wants to get in contact with us, give them our contacts. You know, we want prison listeners. We're here.
Right. Even if you're just sending us cocks, we'll look at them. We'll talk about them on the show.
We'll describe them on the show.
Absolutely. With your names. With or without veins.
Yeah.
All right. Flaccid or not flaccid. Hard or half hard. Why be biased?
Why be biased?
Don't take it seriously. It's just
fiction. Pornography.
Oh, okay. Or pornography. That's true. Sayonara, RoboCop.